The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy sells all that he has and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord.
I stumbled on TV the other night, a show that I guess is fairly new called The Wall. And at the moment, this woman was guessing the questions of her sister that was hidden, and she had run up about $1.5 million. And at the moment I stumbled on, I guess the second half is they drop red balls, there's some rules or something. And at a brief moment, that ball dropped into the million slot, and she lost her $1 million. And then there's this moment where the sister, or the other person behind the wall, comes out, and there's this moment that they say, either a spouse or someone, "Whatever happens, we're still sisters," or "Whatever happens, you're still my husband," or whatever. And at that moment when she revealed to her sister, "We were millionaires and now we're not," there is that moment in people's lives that we want more. There is that yearning in our human heart that wants more. And in that heart, we sometimes can do it with humility and sometimes with a sense of surrender, and sometimes with a sense of greed or power. And so we have this powerful first reading in which a king, who in most estimations of his time as well as our time, would have a right to ask for a long life so he could rule the land, or powerful armies that they could make sure that all lands would be under his submission. But we have in this story the ideal and the power of someone saying, "What I want from you, God, is wisdom and understanding." In our world, whether it's in our own family, in our neighborhood, our government, or our church, we have people who at times in our lives yearn for the more, and they lose sight of their heart and spirit. And so you will have someone in a great university fall in grace, as we've seen in the last few days, or someone in politics or church that had so much and they fall because they lost sight of their humility and wisdom. And that can happen to those other people out there, but it can happen to us too. In our lives too, we can lose sight of what is our real goal and what our real needs are. We live in a time in which so many people are struggling and suffering, and they want to be heard. Whether that be Black Lives Matter, whether it be elders in need, assistance at the end of their life, whether it be transgendered or bisexual people or gay or lesbian people, whether it be people that have lived 50, 60 years of life of marriage, or those who have had several breakups and remarriages and divorces, whether they be young people trying to figure out which college to go to and then how to tell mom and dad after 6 months, "This is not the place I want to be." There is that place where everyone wanted you to be at this university, and it's like, how are they going to take it if I want to just go to a junior college, or I want to go to someplace farther away than they had planned, or closer? Any of those decisions can lead us to a sense of we want more. We want to have more. We want to be more famous. We want to be held up by more people. Or we're invited to the scriptures this Sunday to an attitude of the king that says, just give me wisdom and understanding, O God. And we have Jesus giving us parables, continuing the last several Sundays of parables that invite us to a wisdom in which God is greater and God is going to take care of all, that no one will be left out of the embrace of God, that no one can fall so low that God will not reach and lift them up and hold them up, and that someone who reaches so far and seems so important or so empowered or so wealthy or so much higher, when they fall, God is there to lift them up in their humility. We are invited this week to just reflect as you go about your day, each of our days. What are we asking God for? What is our daily prayer for? Is it rooted in the prayer of the King? Give me wisdom. I ask for understanding, O God. The other day I noticed in the press there's a mega church in which another, I guess, famous preacher, I never heard of the person, decided to leave his big church and joined a mega church, as they call it. And his starting salary was, I guess, is $110,000. Not bad. That I'll never get that in my life. But somehow or another, there is that sense of wanting more. And his statement was intriguing. He said, I'm assuming, his statement concluded by saying, they won't have anyone as ripped or godly as me. There was a sense of lack of humility in that statement of when we get pulled to the more, to the grander, to the larger. It happens to any of us. And so let us pray that this week we might be an example as the King to ask for wisdom and understanding, whether it's with our spouse, with our children, with our parents, with the local city council, with the local church, what's happening in the world. Can I have wisdom and understanding? And with that, God promises us everything, that if we walk in that way, God will take care of all of us, and God will hold us together, and God will lead us and guide us. Not necessarily in the way you or I expect or want, but God's promise is to be ever faithful to that. As he promised to the king, he promises that to us. As the second reading said, that Jesus promises that to us as Christian people, so also the parable tells us that if we look and search, whether it's for a pearl or a place to build, wherever that is, if we search with God, God has promised to hear us and to grant us that wisdom, that understanding. May that be true, and may it be so for us and for our world. Amen.